Hello, Martina.
Yes.
Hi, this is Chuck. I'm calling you because we're conducting an opinion poll about the politics issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like me to continue in English or Spanish?
In English.
Thank you so much. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like a state legislature. Would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote on this Democratic primary, or you will wait until November to vote in the general election?
Primary. I will vote in the primary, 100%.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to give you some names in politics right now. Please tell me what are your feelings towards this person. You may tell me if it's favorable or unfavorable. And if you don't know the person, it's totally okay. I have an option for that, okay? Have you heard about Ruben Becerra?
No.
I don't know what the person, okay. Have you heard about Arian Sweener?
Yes.
And what are your feelings towards this person? Would you say they're favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Oh, would you say very or somewhat?
Oh, okay, very.
Very, thank you. Have you heard about Greg Kassar?
No.
Don't know. Okay. Have you heard about Chevo Pastrana?
No.
No. Okay. Have you heard about Beto O'Rourke?
Yes.
And what are your feelings towards him?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. Have you heard about Debbie Gonzalez Ingalzbe?
No.
Don't know. Okay. Have you heard about Roland Gutierrez?
Yes.
And are your feelings favorable or unfavorable towards him?
Very.
Very favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Thank you. This last one I know you have heard of. So where are your feelings towards Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. Okay. Moving on. In a Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Colin.
Colin. Thank you. In a Democratic primary for Texas State House, which candidate, Arian Sweener or Chevo Pastrana, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Arian.
Arian, thank you. Here is some more information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. Let's start with Chevo Pastrana. He's a lifelong resident of Hayes County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as the son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chevo is a progressive fighter for democratic values whose priorities will increase school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights and get funding to end gridlock on IH-35 and increase the minimum
wage. I would support him. Absolutely.
Okay. Just let me review the other one, which is about Arian Sweener. Arian Sweener is in her third term as a state house member. Where her record as a
Congress
progressive, would you?
I've met her.
Okay. Would you like me to finish it, or you prefer to ask you just the
yeah, question? I guess I might have to go with Arian after all, because I know her.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Let's move on. Rate how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who you will support in the Democratic primary election for a state. Representative, use a scale from 1 to 5 with 5 meaning most important and 5 meaning not important at all.
Okay.
How important it is that Stratton, Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts from 1 to 5?
I guess 1.
Not important, okay. How important it is a fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes?
5.
5, okay, most important. How important it is to the growth, development, and traffic congestion?
3,
thank you. How important it is the climate change and protecting the environment?
2,
thank you. How important it is voting rights and protecting democracy?
5,
thank you. How important it is fight against Texas new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process?
5.
How important it is restoring abortion rights?
5.
How important it is vouchers stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayers dollars to parents who send their kids to private religious schools?
5.
How important it is the gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons?
5.
Thank you. When it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? The first option says, no names. It says, one whose pro-life religious belief leads them to support some of Texas restrictions on abortions to stop the loss of unborn lives. Or the second option, one who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's rights and give doctors the freedom to perform medically.
The second one, this one that you're just talking about.
Okay. Thank you. We have reached the 70% of the survey. We're about to finish. Here are a few statements you might hear about that are critical of a candidate's record or actions of a candidate for Texas State House. Answer if each will cause you to definitely vote against that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or will not make any difference to you. Okay. So the first statement says, while the candidate lives in Hayes County now, they grew up in a wealthier part of Austin and attended college elsewhere, so they don't have a strong deep roots here. How will this impact your opinion? Definitely vote against?
Not very.
Would you say probably vote against or will not make a difference?
Doesn't make a difference.
Okay. The next one says, the candidate has been cited multiple times for not paying business taxes. Definitely vote against. Yeah, for not paying business taxes. Would you say definitely vote against, probably vote against, will not make difference?
Definitely vote against.
Definitely vote against. Thank you. As a lawyer, the candidate has represented several men convicted of sexual assault crimes, including one who raped his 13-year-old.
Definitely vote against.
That's one vote against. Thank you. The next one says, the candidate failed to gain endorsement of several local elected officials, reflecting criticism they are not in touch with Hayes County. Will that make definitely vote against, probably vote against, will that make difference?
Doesn't make a difference.
Thank you. The next and last one says, the candidate working as an attorney tried to get his brother, who was a sheriff deputy accused of sexual molestation, set free on a
attorney. Definitely vote against.
Definitely vote against. Thank you. Lastly, some statements about the record of a state representative, Erin Sweeney. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The statement says, the first one, After listening to grieving local parents who lost children to drug overdoses, Erin passed a law to fund education about the dangers of fentanyl in public schools. Will this make your opinion about her very positive? Will it be somewhat
very
positive? Very positive. Thank you. The next one says, Erin is known for her hard work and intelligence, including a three-time Jeopardy champion. Her mastery of the legislative process has made her one of the most effective Democrats at stopping dangerous Republican bills.
Very positive.
Very positive. Thank you. Erin Swinner has been on the front lines fighting against Texas Republican extreme abortion bans, including very positive. Thank you. Erin Swinner is a leader in the legislature to protect LGBTQ plus rights.
Very positive.
Thank you. Then just three more. The next one says, Erin Swinner has a record delivering for Hayes County, including increased funding for Texas State University and giving local communities tools to manage growth. Will this make your opinion
very
about...
Very positive.
Thank you. The next one says, Representative Swinner successfully fought hard stopping Governor Abbott's recent voucher scheme that will have brought...
Very positive.
Thank you. As the only member of the Texas House with a professional background in the environment, Representative Swinner lives in fighting climate change.
Very positive.
Thank you. Okay, after hearing this...
It should be done, right?
We're about to. There is just one more question. The rest is for statistical purposes. After hearing this information, which candidate in the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House would you vote for if you had to choose today? Erin Swinner or Chavo Pastrana?
Erin.
Thank you. Now just a few questions for classification purposes. May I ask you about your gender? Would you consider yourself as a male or female?
Female.
Thank you. Could you please tell me your age range? Are you between 18 to 39?
70,
okay. Do you consider yourself of Mexican or Hispanic heritage?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself African American or Black? No, right?
No.
Okay. What was the last grade you completed in school?
Associates.
Well, actually, let me read you the options. It says from 0 to 11th grade, high school graduated, business school or some college. Are you college graduated?
Some college.
Some college. Okay. How long have you lived in Hayes County? From 0 to 10 years?
12 years.
12 years. Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your presentation, time, and patience. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for volunteering. Bye-bye.
It was a pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.